Tom Cargolin, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast says it's going to be sunny, humid today. We'll have a high of about 85 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, 71, 67 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 71, 72 degrees in Racine. A Racine man arrested late last week for allegedly making internet threats against law enforcement in the wake of what happened in Dallas could soon be facing formal charges. 43-year-old Byron Cohen, jailed on arrest charges of threats to injure law enforcement as a hate crime and terroristic threats. Both are felonies, both filed after consulting with the Racine County District Attorney's Office. Police worked with the FBI to locate Cohen at his home after first learning about the alleged threats. One stated, "I don't care who I offend. I don't have any more words but bullets." The news release said those threats mentioned not only officers, but their families as targets. One of the wounded Dallas police officers, 23-year-old Gretchen Rocha from Fox Lake, hit by some shrapnel during the shootings that killed five fellow officers. Before she moved to Dallas, she spent several months interning for the Madison Police Department, according to spokesman Joel Despain, who interviewed her.
My sense of Gretchen was that she did very well as an intern here and felt a calling to the law enforcement field. And so it doesn't surprise me that she ended up with the Dallas PD.
Rocha graduated from the criminal justice program at Madison College in the spring of last year, only moved to Dallas about a month ago. Trial scheduled to begin today in Racine County Circuit Court for Illinois resident Christian Loganegru referenced the November 2014 hatchet murder of his estranged wife in Mount Pleasant. At issue for Judge Eugene Gascikevich is not whether Loganegru did it, but if he was mentally ill at the time. He's a 39-year-old man from Arlington Heights, Illinois, accused of stalking his wife, then confronting her outside the home of her employer, where she had sought refuge from what was alleged to have been an abusive relationship. Fire early Sunday morning in Racine at 1901 Geneva Street, causing about $20,000 in total damage and displacing residents on both floors of a duplex. A fire department news release says the fire was started by careless use of smoking materials in the upper unit, where the resident discovered the fire at about 1:15 a.m., then alerted the downstairs neighbors. Firefighters confined the flames to the upper unit, but there was also smoke damage throughout. The Red Cross called in to offer help to both residents and a couple of dogs. A Kenosha County public safety officer and a motorcyclist were killed in separate weekend traffic crashes. Michael Ventura, a recent graduate of Gateway's Kenosha Law Enforcement Academy, worked for the town of Salem. He died from injuries at Frederick Hospital after his squad car crashed on Highway 50 east of Highway B. He was operating lights and siren at the time, the state patrol saying that and other aspects of the crash remain under investigation. Meanwhile, 68-year-old Twin Lakes resident John Leeson died when his motorcycle crashed into a utility pole on a curve for Highway F. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says Leeson was operating a custom 1965 Harley and not wearing a helmet. Cause of the crash, still under investigation. It's that time of year when you might be hauling a boat or a camper, bicycles, all other kinds of different items, maybe ATVs, to a favorite destination. Workers are often transporting equipment, bladders, other tools, things like that to a job site. Sergeant David Harvey with the Wisconsin State Patrol reminding you, make sure that any load you are transporting is safely secured.
Things like coolers, fuel containers, or other loose items placed inside a boat or an open truck bed can easily bounce or be blown out and end up on the roadway, creating a hazard. Crashes can occur when drivers hit debris or swerve to avoid it, or when someone stops and gets out of their vehicle to retrieve items along the highway.
A citation for failing to secure a load like that, $200. In Chippewa Falls, Loopy Kleitch is a hero. He saved a man from drowning. Police say that when the man and his 9-year-old granddaughter didn't return from a tubing trip down the river, Kleitch went looking for them. He found the man bobbing in the water, had to go out and rescue him in a kayak. The little girl had already made it to shore, and she was waiting with another Good Samaritan who had heard the man shouting and called 911. And there's a special meeting in the Mount Pleasant Village Board coming up at 7:30 this morning. It's to discuss a proposed separation agreement with Village Administrator Kurt Wallen. Wallen hired in 2013, somewhat surprised, he said, at the phone call he got from a village attorney informing them that the board wished to end his tenure after a recent meeting to discuss his contract with the village. He told WRJN News last week that the only status change in the last few months had been the shift in the majority on the board with the April election. Now, because it's a personnel matter, this morning's meeting is closed to the public, but there's an open session right afterward to consider any motions from the closed session. Wallen is among a handful of administrators who've been dismissed by the village board in Mount Pleasant within the past 20 years. Among the others, Kevin O'Donnell and Pat DeGrave before him. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee will be getting together this evening with the Health and Human Development Committee to talk about the Ridgewood Care Center and the latest on the potential sale of the county's nursing home through a hired broker. The agenda calls for discussion about the conditions of any sale to be included with the letter of intent. The broker, Ray Giannini, is scheduled to attend that 5:30 p.m. meeting at the Eyesgrove Auditorium for his market insight and to answer questions from supervisors on either of the committees or to show up in the audience to listen in on what's going on. What had been known for many years as the Racine County Workforce Development Center is now being called Workforce Solutions. New emphasis and somewhat of a new look, still though based at the Dennis Cornwell Building on Taylor Avenue on the west side of Racine.
It's creating a more holistic approach toward people, getting them jobs, getting them the services that they need for family-sustaining jobs.
County Board Vice Chair Pamela Zenner-Richards, who is also with the site's business services team, mentioning recently to supervisors a communication plan is about to be presented as part of the new emphasis. Zenner-Richards indicating Racine County Workforce Solutions, a busy place these days. A Kenosha Unified School Board committee tomorrow night scheduled to review a proposed policy on bathroom use by transgender students, which stops short of automatically using the restroom of their choice. It's one in a series of proposals related to transgender discrimination the district has been reviewing. The language says any student seeking to use a restroom or a locker room corresponding to the gender identity rather than his or her biological sex at birth needs to first contact the building's principal or school counselor. Such requests will be decided on a case-by-case basis. Several goals in mind, though, including facilitating the students' access to the district's physical education curriculum and ensuring adequate student privacy and safety. In Eau Claire, members of the City Council could be giving their positions a pay raise tomorrow. They'll first talk about it tonight. The aldermen are supposed to discuss raising the salary from $3,000 a year up to $5,100 at their work session this evening. Most of the council supports the idea going into this meeting, noting it's been 25 years since a pay raise. If approved by the full council, the pay increase would not take effect until after the next election. Speaking of politics, the Democratic Party of Racine County to officially open up a 2016 campaign headquarters with a kickoff party Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. It's at 606 6th Street, which also houses Shardings and Finer Plumbing. Party Chair Meg Andrich says the party kickoff will feature State Representative Corey Mason, other elected officials and candidates, and there's opportunities to learn more about getting involved in the 2016 campaign. Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign opening up new offices all around the state, Milwaukee, Racine, Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, and Wausau. The offices to serve as operational centers for campaign organizers and volunteers. The major political parties are opening up these campaign offices all around the state, getting really into the campaign season now, over past the 4th of July, and they're also sharpening their messages as the national presidential nominating conventions get closer. GOP Communications Director Pat Garrett says he and the party are going to be striving to paint Hillary Clinton as a candidate who represents more of the same in Washington.
I think we can agree that President Obama's national security policy isn't working. We need a change from that. You know, what we've seen with Hillary Clinton is she's going to double down on the president's foreign policy agenda. And I think when you look at her email scandal as well, it just shows how she jeopardized national security by using a private email server. Those qualities about Hillary, it's the doubling down on Barack Obama, and it's the fact that Donald Trump will represent a break from that.
Democratic Party Chair Martha Lanning, on the other hand, says she'll be focusing in on values and how Donald Trump is out of step with most Wisconsinites. Both Lanning and Garrett indicate they'll be working hard to advance strong grassroots campaign strategies here in Wisconsin. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.